I'm sure you've gone over this with your major donors, and they must be on board, or you probably wouldn't be here.
I appreciate you asking that question, Greg. It's an excellent question, and certainly something we gave some thought to. Our board of directors and our campaign facilities committee did a lot of work behind the scenes since we got the guaranteed maximum price in roughly mid-November. The wheels have been turning very, very quickly, and part of that has been to consider our major investors or our donors mm-hmm. and their expectations for the project. But once again, it goes back to this being a once-in-a-lifetime project, and we have to be good stewards of these hard-earned dollars that are being invested in the YMCA. And I'm very, very happy to report that we have had overwhelmingly positive response from our donors and from the community at large. Our anchor donor.
That's a sigh of relief.
It is, because the anxiety level, you know, when we made the decision to pivot was pretty high. This isn't a second class decision, so to speak. It's
right.
It was a shift in direction, but it was the right thing to do. And our anchor level donor, the John George Student Loan Fund, I had the opportunity to meet with them last week, and they are very supportive of the decision, as is our in-facility partners, Henry Ford Allegiance Health and Big Brothers Big Sisters and Consumers Energy, Dawn Foods. All of our donors are very supportive of the decision and understand the significance of the decision we made.